How'd that thing feel though?
Try to describe it. What the fuck?
How'd that thing feel though? I know what it feel like. What do you think it feel like?
Welcome back to Charges of the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. I'm your host, Lauren Lovegood, Luna's favorite cousin, impatiently waiting for the asteroid. And as always, I'm joined by my co-hosts, Gingy, my love, and that Jigaboo. Hey, fellas!
Might want to change it to, like, impatiently waiting for this asteroid.
I am. I'm impatient. That's what I said.
Impatiently.
I said impatient.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You thought she said patiently?
I thought she said
I'm
patiently.
I'm very impatient.
I was like, impatiently waiting for that.
Yeah, bring it yesterday, man.
Did I miss an asteroid coming or something?
Supposedly in 2032, it's like a 9% chance that it'll hit.
Oh, shit.
Soon enough.
Like, on our side of the Earth, or like dead on? Like,
is
it gonna like
chase
us and just knock
I
us
just
off
know
course?
One day they were like, this asteroid is going to be close to Earth in 2032, and there's a 1% chance that it's going to hit. And then literally like 2 days later, they upped it to 9%. And then nothing since.
Because, I didn't even know what I should prep for. Do I just prep for like cold weather because we're going to be like further from the sun? Do I prep for like death because it's going to hit us dead on? Do I prep for hot weather because we're going to be closer to the sun? Like, what's it going to do?
I mean, you can prep for hot weather either way, I think, probably. Like, it was like almost 90 degrees today at the beginning of June.
Hence the farmer's tan. I went running the last 2 days, so.
Oh, not you went running. Not I said something about your dad bod and now you went running. Crazy.
Shame me into it.
Shame.
Wow. That's this episode.
Speaking of shame, we have made it to Game of Thrones season 5, episode 10, Mother's Mercy, an air date of June 14th, 2015. Written by David Benioff and D.V. Weiss, directed by David Nutter, and had a rating of 8.11 million. Ging, how did you feel about this finale?
It said that I had to suffer through 8 episodes, because I'm including, like, 9 was good. 8 terrible episodes to get to this.
Worth it, though, right?
The 8 episodes was up because we spent 8 episodes trying to get you to what happened at the end and you didn't figure any of it out. That was the fun of season 5, is like watching how it develops to this very end.
This episode, I have the fewest notes that I've written, but I enjoy this episode a lot.
I love this episode.
I almost shed a tear at the end.
Eepers. Well, before we get started, since we do have our recap episode coming up and we have decided to do the mistake thing, before we get into this one, we'll just, because we're all going to pick 2. So we're just all going to pick like our first big one so that we don't go too into like their mistakes while we're recapping.
Okay.
Like in this episode.
You want us to pick our first person?
Yeah, like your big one.
Oh, James, you go first. Pick who you want to do.
Yeah,
whose mistakes?
I've been thinking about it all day, so I'll go last. Gingy, you go first. Who do you want? If you like, whose mistakes? You're like, if I had to rank their mistakes, I feel like there are some pretty egregious ones in here. Or some really subtle ones that had some big repercussions.
I don't think I'm gonna take stands because it's easy.
I thought you would go John because I was prepared to take Stannis.
Nah, Stannis, and then Hey, Cersei. Tyrion.
Perfect.
Tyrion. All right, Jigaboo, your turn.
I could take the siblings, John and Arya.
Jon and Arya. Okay. I will take that. Leaves me with like nobody.
Here,
Theon.
you take Arya, and I can take somebody else. I can take John and somebody else.
I think Theon. And Danny.
Okay.
Because Danny's in, like, she's really in between a rock and a hard place here.
Maybe.
I think she's been gifted.
Oh, do you? We'll
Yeah, we'll get to that because I got a lot of questions about that scene.
see. We'll see. We'll see.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's get started in the north. The ice is melting. Wonder what that means.
Time to fucking rock and roll. Let's get going.
That's
That's what
right.
that means.
Yeah.
The Lord of Light has answered our sacrifice.
Is that what's happening here?
Question for you. Here's a question for you, James. Did she see something in the icicle?
I don't
Because it looked like she
know.
was having a vision when she was looking at the icicle, and then next thing we know, that bitch bounced.
Yeah. I think she bounced when they told her that half the people left. And then she was like, oh, the Lord of Light has lied.
Did the Lord of Light lie? Or did that child not have any king's blood?
That's what I was thinking too when they said that. I was like, well, maybe Lauren's little theory was right.
No, Lord of the Light's just not the true God here.
Stop. I'm gonna stop you right there. You saw a demon come out of this woman's vagina. Are you telling me you don't think her blood magic works?
I've seen a magician pull a rabbit out of a hat, and I don't think magic's real like that.
You saw
That's smoke
a
and mirrors.
demon come out of
Exactly.
China, travel to kill someone that somebody also witnessed, and you don't think that this woman is right. Like, you don't think her magic,
Also
you don't think her blood is real.
the Brotherhood dude comes back to life every time he
Kendra,
dies by the Lord of
I think
Light.
there's aspects of it that work. I just don't think this happened. Like, hang on, let me phrase this in the right way. I think there's aspects of it that work, but I don't think it's like the end all be all. I think that there's things that work in its favor, but like even if you want to like foreshadow everything that happens to the end of the episode, like does it really work? Or to the end of the series, does it really fucking work?
Yes.
Bullshit. No.
Yes.
No, it does not.
Yes. Earmuffs.
Nuh-uh.
Earmuffs.
Come
You
back.
tell me on first Sundays since probably you were like 10 years old, you ate flesh and drank blood.
For Sunday.
Oh, y'all didn't on
Every
first.
day.
It was first Sunday.
For Sunday. My church.
It was first Sunday at my church. But I'm saying
Every Sunday.
at least once a month, you took place in a blood ritual. Like, you took part in a blood ritual, and you're sitting here telling me you don't think blood rituals work. You follow a religion based around the sacrifice of a human being to
Correct. And
pay everything.
that blood, I'm still full of sin. It really didn't wash away my first sins yet.
Oh
So
my God.
Gingy, Dishefrin, Dishefrin.
Lord forgive him,
Hear
for he
me?
knows not what he says.
Do you hear me? Anyways, I stand on what I said. The blood magic didn't work because Shireen is not a Baratheon. We've seen the blood magic work. I've seen it. I saw the shadow demon.
I guess my thing is I don't disagree with that. I just don't think that's the show, if that makes sense. Like there's nothing in the show that's telling us that.
There's plenty of it's irony. later they tell us like Stannis was the most adamant about how his niece and his nephews were bastards. Spoiler alert, your own child was a bastard. It's irony. It's a very good literary device. Perhaps if you studied the humanities, you see it. Next. Anything else? Okay, well,
Yeah,
turns
half the men are gone.
out half the men are gone, and
Yep.
police has also checked out, which, bye, sister. Bye. At the end of the day, that was your kid, whether it was his or not.
Now
She was yours.
you talk about like losing everything at once. Like Stan has literally lost everything at one time.
Yeah.
Lost his daughter, he loses his wife, he loses the Red Woman, he loses the war. Like, holy shit.
Whew, buddy.
Is that the worst week anybody's ever had in the history of fucking humankind? Because, god damn.
I mean, it's not like he was up 3-0. Like, let's be honest, it was a pretty even series, but he went out poorly.
Well, you know, at one point, though, like when he rode in and took out the wildlings, like he's looking like the favorite.
That was maybe 3-2 at that point.
Yeah, like he's looking like the favorite, though, and then everything just fucking crashes down. But that comes with impatience, and you know, James will cover his mistakes.
Stubbornness.
Impatience and stubbornness. But if there's one thing that you can respect about Stannis in this whole entire series, from the time he was alive to the time he died, like he never fucking changed. Like that man never fucking wavered. Gotta respect it. He was true to himself the whole entire time.
He was. We are gonna get to his death, but first, we gotta go back to Castle Black, where John and Sam have a beautiful conversation together. Starts out a little scary, ends up with a little wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Rah, rah,
Yep.
How that thing filled up.
know what I'm talking Try to describe it. What
Yeah,
the
how did they feel though?
fuck?
I know what it feel like. What do you think it feel like?
Well, first we come in as John is recounting the tale of Hardhome, which he raised his arms and then they all got up, is pretty terrifying. Also, that dragon glass, it's a wash, buddy. Unless
I couldn't save it.
somewhere, we're fucked. But we got Valyrian steel, that works. Hey. So, two steps forward,
Yeah,
ten.
there's at least what, three people on the in the world that can kill a White Walker?
So far, we see this
On
Jon's sword, Joffrey's sword, Jaime's
Brienne's
sword,
sword.
yeah, or Brienne's sword now.
Did anybody else have a Valyrian steel sword? No,
Not yet, I don't think.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So whoever is, has Joffrey's sword.
Yeah.
But this is what I guess, like, I don't know if let's talk about this now or season eight, but where are the old Targaryen Valyrian steel swords?
I'm
At
assuming.
this point, you would think somebody's got them in a fucking museum in King's Landing or some shit somewhere.
Museum.
Hell yeah, something. I mean, they still got the head of the dragon.
It's not in
True, the
close,
swords could be down there in the
but
crypt with
like,
the dragons.
odds are there aren't even that many Valyrian steel swords. Because like, how many Targaryen swords do we see? We see like Dark Sister,
There's at least two floating out there.
right?
Dark Sister, and then what's the other one?
I don't remember the other.
Warbringer, Firebringer, I don't know.
But even so, there's not enough Targaryen swords to arm an army of people, or like literally everybody, because that's who's gonna have to fight.
You just
And the
got to give it
world
to the
talks
goats.
about what?
So you just got to give it to the best fighters.
That's right. Ramsay showed you what you could do with 20 people.
Dog. Well,
Shit, at this point, put a Valyrian steel in that man's hand.
but yes, the two most hated men at Castle Black. Actually, you're on your own there, because I think that I need to take a trip to Old Town to become a maester. Me and my girlfriend and our baby. What do you say? Because, like, honestly, what help am I going to be to you here?
Don't steal my quote.
I will. Okay. I wrote it down, but I think I know which one you're going with, so I'm not going to say it.
We
But
probably all have that. I have a quote from the scene as well.
I got the long version.
He's like, oh no, I'm
I never do the long version, so we're good.
Well, you, Ginge, you've been saying since the beginning, Maester. All right, so we're gonna be looking at Maester Sam. You think?
I think that's needed, but
Do you think he gets there, number one? And if he does, do you think he makes it back?
yeah, I said, will he come back to Castle Black? Because he said he would be back.
If he does come back, like, is he coming back a Maester or is he just coming back?
As what I know at this current point in the episode, or what I know from the whole episode,
At this point in the episode.
he gonna go there. He gonna be a Maester, and I don't know if he would come back because I don't know how long it takes to become a Maester. I'd imagine it's like, a 4-year university
Then another
program, and
4 years.
then probably like another 4 years for a PhD. So I don't think there's that kind of time left. So
Don't know. He
he may
might.
not
This
come
might
back.
be. This might be like one of them online courses that says like get your bachelor's in 7 days.
In
He
16 weeks,
he's
you'll
going
have
to
a
EC.
master's.
He's going to ECPI or some shit.
Okay, so does your opinion change at the end of the episode?
Yeah, I want to know your opinion at the end of the episode. We need to
Oh, I
mark this
think.
because I want to come back to this and talk about this now that you say that.
Is it different?
Because I'm going to be poking some holes in your opinion, I think. Let's wait. Let's wait till the end of the episode.
TJ always trying to poke some. Isn't that crazy? Well, back to Winterfell.
Edit that out, please. That's wild.
Back to Winterfell. Stannis has arrived outside the gates. In
Yo, that shot of them marching, like all those guys look just tired and defeated.
all 12 of
Yeah. Yeah.
them.
They just look. They look done.
Yeah, I Stannis had such a big army in season two. Stannis had such a big army from Renly. And
Well, shit, Stannis had such a big army when they attacked the wildlings. Remember how I pointed out, like, holy shit, that's a lot of fuckers.
yeah. And then, like, and now most of them have deserted. With good reason. Because this is a suicide mission.
It is.
Very much so.
But man, the moment he pulls his sword, though, I would have been behind him. I've been ready to rock.
Well, while they arrive outside, inside of Winterfell, Sansa gets out of her room. You know the Kevin Hart bit about how when he went whitewater rafting and they had the instructor was telling them like the safety precautions and stuff, and they're like, if you fall out of the boat, the rope is 10 feet long. So if you're at 15 feet, you need to get to 10 because you have to be a part of your own rescue. And like Sansa decides to be a part of her own rescue and to finally stop being a bystander in her life.
Yo, the amount of we need to at the end of the series compile a list of near misses.
Baby, because Wanda and Cosmo are right there. He's like,
We're
hey.
looking at it, then we hear the word Stannis, and then we gotta walk away.
Oh, so Ginge, did you like? What did you think? What did you think when he was like, "Stannis is coming"? Like, before she chose, did you have like a feeling of which way she was gonna go?
No, I don't know. I wasn't really sure what she would do. Because I mean, she's been waiting for how long for Sansa to put that candle in that thing? So maybe she just like, well, it ain't happened yet. It might take a little while longer. Let me just go finish this one oath. But that was also her first oath that she took was to kill
Correct. That's what I was
Stannis.
gonna say. Like, she took an oath to kill Stannis, so she had a reason to leave.
And we did ask you what you think she would choose if it came down to like save Sansa or kill Stannis. Turns out that oath is still very important to her. But as Stannis is setting up camp, turns out it's a little late for that. Because Ramsay's coming over the hill with it's more than 20 men for sure this time.
And I love the shot when they're like high up and you see, Stannis' guys in formation, and then you see Renly's guys running in, or Ramsay's guys running in, and then they just kind of like curve in. I love that shot.
That's a really
Like,
good.
they made it look like a legit battle strategy. Like, we're gonna take them from the front and then we're gonna come in from the sides because we have so much more men than y'all.
You see how disgusting he is? Yeah. Anyways,
Trying to figure
good
out how
strip.
I could come in from the front and then take it from the sides. Let me pull out my Karma Sutra book really quick.
Anyways, poor Stannis. This is a total massacre. Meanwhile, Sansa sees this battle from up above. She's like, oh, perhaps this is my chance. Shall I run?
She should have been dipped. I think she should have left before even putting the candle up in the tower.
You think she should have just ran then?
Yeah, they were already distracted.
But
Like,
she
it takes time to saddle up on the horse and ride out. She had plenty of time.
I'm saying, like, she's locked in her room. She doesn't realize that they're out doing this. Like, she's
You're
locked.
telling me that you ain't gonna hear over 1,000 horses running?
But I'm saying, like, I'm going to take the candle up.
Maybe in her mind, she has to take it up because once she does get outside those walls, she's hoping somebody's gonna be waiting on her.
Yeah, somebody has to know that I'm coming. What the fuck am I going to do? I don't have a horse.
And
I
that
do.
and even then, like, the lady just told her to light a candle. Which way does she go when she gets out?
She's from the north. She should know the land.
But how do you know what houses aren't compromised though?
You
Like,
also
who do you go to?
she has zero survival skills. Please be serious.
Yeah,
Okay, she's
true.
doing her best. Now, Stannis, however, hobbled, still manages to take out two men.
I'm telling you,
The
Stannis
rest.
fought to the end. Here's a question, James. Does Stannis, like, make it out somehow if Brienne doesn't come up? Like, he's injured, but, like, think he could make it out?
He was bleeding too much.
So
Like,
he
they purposefully showed the blood coming out of his leg on the bottom there. So I think
don't know, man. If he
he'd
that
have
man
been
would have found a
bloody.
horse, I think he would have been all right.
Where's he gonna go?
Look, Stannis was like one of those dudes that would have chopped his own fucking leg off, fucking
70s.
cauterized that shit or whatever you call it, and been good. Get the hobbling back to Castle Black.
Well, it doesn't matter because Brienne runs up on him. And I took an oath and you killed Renly. Like, I saw Renly die, killed by a shadow with your face. Did you kill him with blood magic? Yes, I did. Oh, turns out blood magic works. Cool. Well, time for you to die. Ginge, why do you think they didn't show us? Like, they didn't give us like the actual confirmation of Stannis's beheading. Is it just because
I think it's just like kind of like let your imagination.
okay.
I agree. They didn't need to.
Yeah, because it's Brienne. We
Yes,
know.
Brienne. We know the deed is done. Like,
Yeah, he's dead. And there's
Stannis doesn't seem like the type that's going to be able to talk his way out of anything.
This moment where, like, I don't know, it's just like the face he makes when he like realizes it's over, like he has some other huge like realization, and then he sort of like accepts it. I don't
Well,
know.
at this point, like it's been a rough week. Like eventually in your rough week, you just accept that it's a fucking bad week.
It's just so
Yeah.
well acted. I'm
Like
just
you had a bad week. By the time Friday comes around, like you've accepted like this week's shit. So he's accepted it. And I think that like maybe in his mind he just knows like at this point, what does he even have to live for? I have no army, I have no family. What am I living for at this point?
right? Dragonstone? Yuck.
And we kind of see it later or in a little bit in the episode. Like, do you really want to survive with Ramsay? Or would you rather be dead?
Ooh. Well, speaking of, Ramsay's really in his element here, killing people who have surrendered. I like, isn't there a rule in war where somebody says, I surrender, you're not supposed to kill them?
Yes.
Okay. Well, fuck that, says Ramsay.
Yeah, that man don't play by no rules. He ain't got to. He's a bastard. He ain't got no last name. He ain't got no honor.
But he do have the last name.
He does have
Now.
as a decree.
Yeah, now, but.
All right, well, Sansa's ready to make her great escape. Unfortunately, she's stopped by Miranda. All right, Jinj. How do you feel about Theon now?
He's still a piece of shit, but I'm glad he did the right thing.
Yeah, one good deed doesn't change things. So not yet. Once he get like two or three under his belt.
Drew Brees. I'm Drew Brees. Drew Brees, Drew Brees, Drew Brees, Drew Brees, Drew Brees.
Is that a shot at Drew Brees?
Oh, it's
Like because Miranda ended up with a broken neck? Is that
not.
like going back to when Drew Brees?
I love him.
His was his shoulder, wasn't it? Not his neck.
That was his shoulder.
Think about Peyton Manning.
All I'm saying though is I hope that snow was deep.
Yeah, right? Like 10 feet of
Like we
snow.
literally just watched Miranda splat on the ground and then they're gonna jump over. I know it's snow on the other side, but I'm saying like I hope it's deep.
Honestly, it's a win. It's a win-win for both of them. If you make it, it's a win. If you die, it's a win too. At this point, it's a win-win.
Are you ready to apologize about my telling me my sweet baby is not strong when she just stared down the barrel of a gun and said, "Bitch, if you're gonna shoot me, please do it." So you're saying Sansa's not strong still?
I didn't say that. I said when I was dogging her, like when it comes to like season five, season six, like I start to feel for Sansa. Like that's when I know when Sansa goes through her shit to become strong. Like I'm okay with that. I don't take back anything I said about Sansa before though.
Okay. All right.
I stand on my shit.
You? Oh,
Yeah,
okay.
hell yeah.
I love it. You stand on being loud and wrong, and I love that. Anyway, good luck, Jasmine and Aladdin. I hope that magic carpet swoops under and catches you at the last moment. That's how they get out of it. Spoiler alert. Sorry.
Oh.
My bad.
A
I'll cut that out.
whole new world.
Bravos, Yang, or I am a killer, and please, for the love of God, push me.
I did say last week, Arya looks like one of them kids that just jump on you and get the
Yes.
getting.
All right, Jinj, how are you feeling about that prediction that she was gonna at least kill him by the book?
I enjoyed this way more.
Yeah, your prediction aged poorly.
But I mean, it's kind of like one of those predictions. You're like, I'm actually glad that went wrong because this.
Hell yeah.
I'm
Absolutely.
actually gonna stab your fucking eyes out.
Yeah, and literally as soon as I saw the three girls there, I was like, can we just like hurry up and kill this man?
Right? Like what a fucking sicko, man. Like and then the one that doesn't flinch, like he's enjoying it even more.
Yep.
Like now I get to beat you even more.
Yeah.
But sorry, buddy.
It was funny because
You picked the
before I
wrong one.
realized like it was her, I was like, yeah, that's right. Don't give him the satisfaction of him beating me.
Okay, so when did you realize it was her?
Which took the face off, probably.
What'd you say?
Was that when you realized it was Arya when she took the face off?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I
You
didn't
really
really.
can't tell before then.
Nah.
Like, you wouldn't know.
No, I just thought it was some chick who's probably been abused before, because that's how women are treated.
Period. Period. Oh, TJ's not gonna argue.
Period.
I
Period.
cosine. All right. Well, we get a God, oh, the killing of Meryn Trant is so good. She does it for Cereal Pharrell. But in my head, I like to think, and just in case you ever beat my sister, this one's for her too. But just how I feel about it. But it's so good. It's
Is.
so it's gruesome and like
He lives a long time. Like,
right?
that's a long life that he after he gets his eyes gouged out. Like, the man survives quite a long time.
It's sad that like this is not the strategy that Oberyn had against the mountain. We could be in a completely different place right now.
Really, we could have. We
Oh.
could. The one thing I wish that she didn't do was, like, put the thing in his mouth. Like, let the man speak.
Oh, I have to put the thing in your mouth because then people are going to come in and be like, why are you making all this noise? I don't need you to say shit. I don't need you to confess. I know what you did.
I mean, what they left them in that room with, if they heard a lot of noise, I'm pretty sure this, like, this
Must brunch
motherfucker's
you?
weird as fuck. Now he's letting them beat him.
Yeah. But I am Arya Stark. And you are no one. Mistakes.
Yeah, she
Mistakes.
I literally said, no, you gave up your name, Arya
Yep.
Stark. You are
I
not
put it in
supposed to be
quotes.
Arya.
That was gonna be one of my quotes. Just, I'm already start.
Yes, she is. And she goes back tiptoeing in after curfew, trying to put that face back in the hall.
And at this point, why do you think you can get pat like anything past this guy?
Thank you.
Like, you should know by now. Like, fuck it, just go in there and admit it, because he's gonna find everything out.
Time to be real with you. Like, at this point, I am firmly on the he is the many-faced god train. Like, I think that
Yeah, Jockin might be the many-faced
I
god, yeah.
think he's death. Especially after, like, you see Jaqen's face, but then, like, his face, like, he's now the waif, but the face is still there. It's just weird, and I think that he's
Does this, like, really, like, my Serio theory? Like, this just kind of, like, confirms my whole Serio thing a little bit. He was Serio the whole time.
Sure.
Now, knowing all this though, Cereal could still be alive,
Okay, you'll agree to that.
but I don't think him and Jaqen are the same person.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But he could be alive. Like, I can see why people would think that.
He will meet us halfway.
I'm
He'll
good with
halfway,
that.
TJ.
I'll take
Yes. Middle of the road. You see that? Reaching across the aisles.
it.
Try it, America. Anyway,
What?
only death can pay for life. So, Jagan dies. It always trips me out when she's like, oh, he was my friend. Cis management is never your friend. Never. Do not tell them what you got up to this weekend, okay?
Max.
Not their business. And now, guess what? Now you're getting pulled into the office. Now you're on decision day. What are we doing? So, this goes back to my theory. Like, this really confirms my like underworld theory because, you know, Persephone ate six pomegranate seeds and now she's stuck in the underworld 6 months out of the year. You cannot break the rules in the underworld. Like,
Yeah, now she's like,
it's stuck. Now she's stuck there.
well,
It's fine.
this confirms Melisandre's whole thing with her.
What?
Eyes will shut forever. She tells Arya that. Remember they when they meet?
I know what she tells her. I'm trying to please connect those dots.
You said what?
Connect those dots.
She's blind.
But her eyes aren't shut. She's just blind.
I'm
Same thing.
it, okay.
It's not the same.
Sure.
Same thing.
Sure. Like
Eyes you'll shut forever? Whose eyes did she shut forever?
her own. Like Arya's eyes are shut forever.
They're gone. Okay. That's where you think that. Okay. Sure.
Okay.
All right. Anyways, I think he took her sight as. I have a theory about why it's on your site. Anyways, is that it? Anybody else? Anything else?
No,
Terry?
I think that's it. I think that's it for that scene.
Hey, remember last week when y'all said, no, I think the tears are real? And I was just like, those tears were not real. Turns out in Dorne, those were some crocodile ass tears. And y'all fell for them, which means,
Y'all, I didn't say they were real.
yes, you did. You said you thought she was contrite as well. You're like, no, I think it's for real. I think she's for real. Or were you trying to throw him off the scent?
I think I was trying to throw him off the scent.
Don't lie.
Like, yeah, I never believed this shit's real.
Don't lie. Anyways, so Marcella's leaving Dorne. She gets a really awkward kiss from her aunt-in-law, sort of.
A big
Like
old smooch.
that went on a little long. There was some caressing of her cheek. Weird, but okay.
Could be a culture there. Never know.
Sure.
Yeah, because she tells Jamie that they do all kinds of weird stuff over there.
And Jamie doesn't really like Jamie makes a face like this is kind of weird, but he doesn't
Yeah, he's just like, all
like
right, let's
he's like
go.
he's like, okay, I wouldn't do that. Like we usually shake hands back at home, but
Do
I
we? You fuck your sister, bro. What do you mean?
think
Bronn also gets a goodbye. A goodbye. I hate that
they
line. I hate that line. It's not a good line. It's a bad line. But okay. I just feel like they could have written it better. It was a bad line. Maybe she delivered it poorly. Maybe it was
probably poor delivery.
a combination of them, but they
Yeah,
were.
maybe.
I hate it every time. Works on Bronn though, but men fold like origami. It's not that difficult. Now, Jamie and Marcella have a beautiful father-daughter scene. Like, I see you, Dad. I accept you. Like, I love you.
No. That is nothing to be happy about.
That your dad loves you? What?
That is
Nah,
not
in this
something
case,
to be
like,
happy about.
would you rather have Jamie as a dad or Robert as a dad?
I'd rather not be a child of incest.
Well, I
But
mean,
you're here now, fuck
exactly.
it. What you gonna do?
Exactly. You can't go unmake yourself. Go. At least your dad
I can too.
Nah, just, at least you know your dad loves you, regardless.
yes, at least your dad loves you. Like your dad loved you enough to come to Dorne when he thought that you were in danger.
With one fucking hand.
Right. Essentially, what he's done here is put you into more danger because your nose is bleeding. What's that about? Oh no.
While they were having this talk, I literally said, this is way too easy to go in there, take her back, and then just be like, oh, not nap. Way too easy.
Now, when her nose started bleeding, did you question, did you realize it was the kiss, or did you not
Yeah,
realize that until
yes.
she wiped the
No.
lipstick off?
As soon as the Because when she kissed her, I was like, that's really long time, really strange. And then when their nose started bleeding, I was like, poison.
Yeah, because we've seen it happen to Braun.
I seen
Same
poison.
shit.
I seen Poison Ivy do that to Robin, so there's your Batman and Robin reference
There
for
we
you.
go.
10 out of 10. Thank you, Alicia Silverstone. So is Duran safe?
Duran or Tristane?
Yeah, what is going to happen to Tristane?
Who's in more danger here?
I think Tristane would be more in danger.
I'd say so. Because here's my question. Here's a question for you. Does news even get back to Duran that this happens?
Yeah, I'm sure they'll. If there's one thing in this series we've learned of is that communication is fantastic for not having any telephones or internet.
But who's going to tell Duran?
But I
Because
mean,
literally the only person that's tied to Duran that just left is Tristane. So if Tristane doesn't make it, would the Lannisters tell them that they killed Tristane, or they just go about their business?
or
Like, is this even a war that they even want, even though Marcella's dead?
after what we see later, oh yeah. They got a new monster.
Can't wait to talk about that. But yeah.
Oh, I can't wait, 'cause like this poisoning will come back up too. But I mean, like, I will when I was saying is Duran safe, like, from Ilaria?
Yeah, but
When you said, when you were like last week, when you were like, I hate when people switch up, like that she was bullshitting Jamie, she was bullshitting Duran, she's already killed a princess. Like, does she have a plan for Duran? Like, is this a
she
hot?
probably does have a plan.
she might have a plan. Or does she go
I
about
don't.
business as usual and hope he never finds out what she did? Because really, her beef has only been with the Lannisters. Like, her beef is with the Lannisters.
She told that man that he can't stand because he has no spine.
But again, she's taking care of all that. Everything she was talking about with him, like, she's taking care of it.
He's still not, like, even if he's not willing to go to war, does she?
But what are we going to
But
war for at this point?
I think this would be like a way for him to kickstart, or for a war to kickstart. Like, I think
Do you
if
think
she,
what?
I think that's what she was would hope that this would do, was create the war that she wants.
And really, it wouldn't be her creating the war, so to speak. Like, it looks like
Right.
they've killed her. Because, I mean, I know what happens, but James, is you think Jamie's gonna be smart enough to trace it back to that kiss?
Oh yeah. Yeah, I think Jamie is pretty good at deductive reasoning.
How do you think Jamie's an idiot, TJ? Just
I'm just saying,
face.
like it could be fucking food that she ate. It could be
Food
anything.
I mean, that is how Joffrey went.
Yeah, this one was a
Wow.
little less violent than Joffrey's poisoning.
Cersei has two children now, dead by poisoning. What are Tommen's odds?
Honestly, I forgot about that man.
Old boy's still depressed.
He depressed, locked himself in a room, totally forgot about him.
Mama's back, though.
Well, we'll get to that. First, we have to stop in Marine real quick, though. In Marine, who will rescue and then perhaps marry Daenerys? She is a widow now for the second time.
I would
Can I
marry
just say,
you.
anytime they give Dario like a long dialogue, I hate it.
Because why is Dario suddenly the only person here with like any common sense? Like,
Yeah, like anytime we get a long dialogue from Dario, I hate that shit.
Well,
I just hate, I just hate the cadence of his voice and how he talks. Like,
you're
God damn, man.
I love Dario, but like I don't like the fact that Dario's the only person here who realizes Tyrion should not be going on this trip with them.
Correct. I love Dario when he has three words. I love Dario with the melodies, not when he acts tough.
Anyways, Tyrion thinks he's gonna go help somebody. I don't know how, friend. What the fuck are you gonna do? Can you do anything?
I mean, to be fair, he's been pretty resourceful.
Correct. I hate when we get this whole, oh, what are you gonna do? You can't fight. Like, Tyrion's to kill some bigger dudes in this series.
He has. Tyrion also was drowning and Jorah had to save him, and now Jorah has grayscale.
True,
Also,
but
again.
Tyrion has also talked himself out of like a lot of situations when it comes to people wanting to kill them.
He has talked himself out of a lot of situations. Do you see how your mouth is like your best quality? Perhaps you should stay here and use it in a way, in like a capacity that it would be helpful in, instead
Maybe you can stop the Sons of the Harpy with just talking to him.
he can
Hey,
govern.
son of the Harpy, come here. Let me have a word.
Listen, we know that he can govern a city on.
Out of Dario said, out of the people here, he is the only one that has experience doing that.
Correct, correct.
So logically, makes sense.
Do you think he's gonna do a good job?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I mean,
I am not
especially
doubting Tyrion. And then Varys shows up and
Tyrion
helps him. Like, bruh.
here too. Oh
Yo,
yeah.
Varys like just teleported in. That man hit that fast travel button.
Fast travel, hell. Tyrion came here by way of the ruins of old Valyria.
Yeah,
Like,
but I just always think it's funny that like we ain't even talked about Varys in forever. This man, boom, pops up.
because his little birds told me, the birds told me where you were. So,
I was able to maneuver through the Sons of the Harpy in the streets.
yep.
And you know what pisses me off the most about the scene? The fact that they think that the Unsullied can control the streets. We have seen they can't control shit.
Also true.
Why? Sorry, Grey Worm, but your army sucks. They suck.
Fair. But, what the fuck else are they gonna do? Nobody knows where Dany is. She's in a beautiful country, beautiful surroundings.
Honestly, I thought she had flown all the way back. I was like, what if she landed in Westeros?
It looks like Westeros. So, like, for a second, you're like, wait a minute. Did
Yeah. Damn,
he?
like, well, she might have went.
Kind of,
Finally.
it kind of looks like Dragonstone a little bit.
A little, maybe like. Maybe the Vale with the mountains.
Yeah.
But
Like, I
like,
was thinking like that part of Dragonstone is like on like near the water.
yeah, but
And
it
it has like the little.
gets you. You're like, did he take her back to Westeros? No, turns out we're in the Dothraki Sea, perhaps? Question mark? Because like, here comes a Dothraki horde.
Yeah. So
There's
you
a
think,
huge horde.
so is this trouble or is this like the luckiest thing that you've ever been placed in?
This is high hopes, the luckiest thing that's ever happened to Danny.
So you think this is all good?
Yep.
Smooth sailing for her.
They're here to save her? Is that what
Yep.
you think?
Well, I don't know if they're here to save her. They just happen to come upon her and then they realize who she is and then they're like, oh, mother, queen. I don't remember what the Dorathy called her.
Khaleesi.
Khaleesi, yeah.
Okay.
Let me put a bug in your ear.
That has high hopes.
Here's a question for you. Here's my question. When you think about the Dothraki, what's a Khaleesi without a call?
She's gonna take on a third husband.
Okay.
I mean, that seems to be like what she does. She gets in trouble, and in order to get out of trouble, she gets married.
There you go. Okay, I'm with it. I'm with it.
I mean, that's what's happened.
How else are you gonna get the mortgage paid,
True.
That's right, mortgage payers.
True.
It's your fault.
She went from Afro Mr. 9 to 5, and she'd have found her basketball player. She went from Mr. 9 to 5 to an athlete.
And that's Danny. That's Danny. What an interesting, Danny storyline this season.
Okay, before we go, Drogon didn't fly away yet, right?
No.
I'm assuming he's still on top of the one.
Okay. I mean, is Drogon gonna like come down and just burn all these motherfuckers up,
No,
or like?
I think he's too injured.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, have you ever tried to get a teenager to wake up in the summertime? That's what she basically
Yeah, kinda.
actually, mom, get the fuck off me. I'm exhausted.
But I bet you if like pizza gets delivered, your teenager's getting up.
He's not starving out there.
Yeah, he was surrounded by bones. I'm assuming that would he ate all that. So
Yeah,
he tired and rested
that boy stay hungry. He's a growing boy.
now.
He spends his entire summer in the fridge.
God, please. I'm so cold. Food is almost gone. I'm sorry, I'm triggered. It's summer break. I hate that bitch. Yet another prediction of Ginger's that did not come true. Because it turns out, girl, y'all got me. I did it. I confess.
No, all right. She only
Halfway.
confessed to what they knew already.
What they knew.
Not even that. She confessed to what they could prove.
That's it.
Denzel in Training Day. It's not about what you know, it's about what you can prove.
Burden of proof.
Wise words.
Well, what a difference 9 episodes has made, huh? From the first time we see Cersei enter the Sept of Baelor in that carriage thing, that hand cart she's in, and they give you that wide ass shot where you can see the distance from the Red Keep to the Sept of Baelor.
That's a
And
long.
I brought it up. I told you to keep that shot in mind.
And we get a reshot of that because we get her standing on the steps of the Sept of Baelor and
And then
looks
they
towards
show
the
again.
red. Yeah, looks at the Red Keep, and it's like, holy shit. That's when she realizes how far it is.
Yeah, and you're not getting here as easy as you did. You're not getting out of here as easy as you got in here. But yes, she only confesses to what she did with Lancel.
How about what you know? It's about what you can prove.
And says that Stannis has been lying on her kids forever. He needs them out of the way, so he calls them bastards. Meanwhile, his own child was one. But that's called irony. Do you see?
The humanities.
Hell yeah. So, do you believe Cersei's actually contrite?
No.
No. You can't believe that. If she ain't tell the
Absolutely
whole
not.
truth, then fuck no.
Well, of course.
Absolutely
Like,
not.
because, like, well, okay, but you can also say, like, she didn't tell the truth about Jamie because she doesn't want Jamie to have to.
Well, let's just hope Jamie never makes it back, because if
No,
he does, like they might capture this motherfucker and tattoo his forehead.
I don't think so either, because she kind of, like, when Jamie left, she was kind of hating.
That's why he left. He had to go get her kids so that she wouldn't hate him anymore. But, like,
I know, but I'm saying, like, at this point, like,
but
I
I'm
don't think she
there's
would try to protect him.
I trust like there's nothing my husband could do that would make me be like, yes, I actually kind of want to see you rot in prison. He's a father of my children. I don't want to
I
even
this
I
is
could I
you
could think of
ever
some things.
your only child, James. Well, not really, but you
I'm
grew
not
up
an
kind of
only
like
child.
an only child, right?
I grew up with a sister.
Okay. This is like one of those times where, like, if somebody was picking on Tristan, I tell people, like, I can beat him up, but you can't.
Exactly.
That's how Jamie, that's how Cersei feels about Jamie. I can beat him up, but you cannot.
I can run him down. I can batter him. That's my man.
Yeah, that's what I can do. You can't.
I'm not gonna let
Because if you try, then I'm gonna fight for him.
Right. I'm not gonna let the world beat you down.
Okay. So what if though? What if they killed one of your kids.
Okay,
Well,
well,
that's extreme.
that's extreme. Like that is my line, but that's my kids. Like Jamie didn't kill any of her kids.
I mean, she kind of blames Joffrey dying on him.
Well,
She
she's got a, she
said
uses
you're
Jamie as the
the
punching bag.
king's guard, couldn't guard the king.
She was pissed at the beginning of the season. Her dad was dead.
She has to take it out on Jamie. He's just the punching bag. But I
Yeah.
bet you if Jamie killed somebody else's kid, that she probably helped him hide the body.
I mean, he did push somebody else's kid out of a window for her.
Correct.
That's why we're here, girl.
I just know that she better, if Jamie makes it back to King's Landing on that boat, just you better get to him first, Cersei, so y'all can get y'all's motherfucking story straight before they get to him.
Yep. And also, get to him first because.
Do we really think, though, that the High Septim and them will still be around by the time Jamie gets back?
I think they're here to stay.
Yeah, she can't do anything to them.
Who's gonna stop them?
Nothing.
Well, I mean, we have Frankenstein now.
Well, see,
But
he's
again,
nowhere. All you gotta do is just come at him with a torch and you'll be fine.
I don't know. I mean,
Well,
he's
but it's
basically now a White Walker.
here's a couple questions for you, James. My first one, is this a fair punishment for Cersei? Like, does she deserve this?
Absolutely. I don't.
Okay.
Absolutely. See?
I think she deserves some of it, but like, let's just get her like a quarter mile from the Red Keep and then do
Nah. Nah, this is
it.
payment for all her sins. Not
And
just fornication with her brother.
here's my next question for you. Do you feel sorry for her at all
I
through this
do
book?
it. I do it. I think going through the entire city with the entire city butt naked, and then all these people yelling at you, whore, and all, like that's an emotional, not just
Yeah.
a physical thing. Like that's a mental, emotional, like, whew.
And you already said it, like we probably created a monster here, but did you gain a little respect from her for her for keeping her composure through all that? Because I know I do. Like in this moment, like
Yeah.
watching it
Well,
again, it's
like.
like holy shit, like how can you keep your composure through that?
I don't know
I
if I
probably
would
would
have
have
said
started breaking down halfway through.
respect, but I was impressed that
Yeah.
she basically kept her head up the entire time.
Oh, yeah.
But again, in her mind, the amount of mental notes that she probably took through that fucking walk.
Oh, yeah.
I know your face. I know your face. That cocky
That's
shot.
what I'm saying. Like, how do we really think these high septon people are still gonna be there?
Well, really, it wasn't them. They weren't the ones that were like
They did. They're
berating
the
her
ones
through
that
it.
put her in that
They put her in that
position.
position, but the people of the city.
I put you in that position and you just put me in this position? Nah.
Well, that's like mental note number one. But like all of these people, the city that she's walking through, the people that, you know, if she's sitting on the throne again or is back in the queen seat, are gonna want her protection. I'm done with y'all. I'm done with y'all. And then even worse, when I get back to the Red Keep, and only one person embraces me, I'm done.
And it won't even my uncle.
Want my uncle? Want the guy that's been my maester for years?
Well, I mean, I was shitty to all of these people here. Like actions have consequences.
Look, if it were me and I knew you know how Cersei is, and I knew she was coming back, I'd be there with open arms.
Girl, I'm so
Come
sorry.
here, come here, come here, Cersei. Let's cry it out together.
Did they with oh somebody, oh I hate that. Anyways, yeah, so Cersei went through that. That was rough.
You know, Lena Headey, is there an L in there? It's either Headey or Headley. She like naked in everything she does.
That's a body double though.
The body double.
Really?
Yeah. It's a lady from Stanton, Virginia.
From Stanton.
From Stanton. I learned about that when I was in Waynesboro at Home Depot. When the girls that watched Game of Thrones went to school with the girl who's the body double.
That's crazy.
Right?
Jessica, how she felt about seeing someone she knew naked?
I told her to let her know that she has a pretty nice body.
And then she went directly to HR before she went and told her friend that. Right? Thanks. So what are
I wasn't talking about the girl. I was talking about her, the girl she knew.
doesn't matter. I'm going to HR because why are you telling me my friend has a nice body? That's weird.
That is kind of
That's just
sexual
stating a
harassment.
fact. Like, I don't, it's not really sexual harassment. I
That's
wasn't
still kind of sexual
harassing
harassment.
her.
That's not what.
That's still kind of sexual harassment.
Y'all nuts.
Anyway, there's a new white cloak. He is back from the dead. Now, here's my question to you, though. So, like, since we are pretty sure Oberyn poisoned him with this poison, like, we have speculated that. Do you think that if the poison had taken a little bit longer on Marcella, we could have gotten a Frankenstein Marcella too? Would he have been able to save her?
Well, who's to say we won't? We won't.
Oh, because she's like dead. At least the mountain was like partially alive.
I don't think
Do we know for a fact she's dead at this point?
they're on a boat.
On
Would
a boat,
Cersei
but
really
like,
keep her
would
alive?
Cersei really want her to do that though? Because like, look at how the mountain looks. And he's not like he took a vow of silence. Like, no, he didn't. The man just can't talk. He died. He lost brain function.
His fucking whole face is purple.
Like,
Like,
would Cersei really want that for her daughter?
okay. All right. Look at you. Wow. Empathy from a man. I can't believe it. Well, anything else? Anything else?
just remember Qyburn. Qyburn's the one who came to her aid.
The only one. And Cersei, I feel bad for you as a woman, but this is actually the first time I've watched this scene and been like, you know what? Capitalism fucking sucks. And I kind of get it. Like, this is the first time I've watched this scene and been like, I can't say that I would not be in the street throwing trash. I'm just saying.
I would not be in the streets throwing trash.
Me neither.
That's
That's
too
too
dirty
many.
for
That's
me.
too
That's
many
too many
people.
people.
People
Yeah.
TV though, it's like cheer
That's too many people for me. I would love to go to like a music festival one day, but just a thought. Just a
up.
thought.
I could never do a music festival because I'm not using a porta potty. I
It
refuse.
ain't even about like it ain't even about that. Imagine being in the middle of that crowd. Like you'd have to put me on the outside of that crowd to where I could walk freely away.
Yeah, that's why
Fuck
like
that.
Katie wants to. She's a Tate McRae fan, and the last concert she went to, she was down in the pit with a friend of hers, and she's like, "You're coming with me on the next one, and we're gonna be in the pit." And I'm like, "Girl, you don't even like people. Why do you want to be in the pit?"
Ain't no seats down there either.
That's what I'm saying. Gotta stand the whole time. You know how old I
Oh,
am?
no. Right. And then I'm the person like if I had the money, I would when I get on a plane, I'd buy all three fucking seats.
I
respect that because yes,
That's great.
I'd make sure I was in a row by myself. I might even buy the seats on the opposite end of the aisle. Just to be safe.
Well, guys, to quote my shirt, these crows ain't loyal.
Definitely not.
Here we go. Ginge. Walk me through it. Walk me through it.
First, gotta talk about Davos.
Yeah, let's talk about Davos first before we get to the death.
Davos begging for men. It's already too late because here comes Melly.
Honestly, did not expect her to run back to Castle
Yeah,
Black.
I meant to ask you where you thought she was going when you thought
Yeah,
she just
was not expecting that at all.
she's obsessed with John.
Yeah, like now thinking about it, like it makes sense, I guess. Like she liked John. She knows Stannis is gone. Gendry is who knows where.
Still rolling. Really, it's just like I don't think she really has anywhere else to go.
Yeah,
And even
like.
if she did, like Davos is there, like it's familiarity there, so.
And you were right, TJ. Davos did not suspect, because had he suspected, that would have likely been the end of Mel right there when he asked about Shireen.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, well, she's just.
Do you think he's ever gonna find out Shireen's fate?
I guess probably not.
It'd be hard, like she'd have to tell
She's the only one left to be able to tell him. Like, I don't see any of the people that left after it happened. Like, I
him.
don't think we'll
We ain't even
ever.
know. Yeah, we ain't even know none of their names. They ain't coming back.
Yeah, they ain't like, ain't no reason for them to even come back.
Spoiler alert. Unless they're playing another role, like we won't see them again. They may be some of those Dothraki that wrote up somewhere.
Could be.
Well, things in the north are looking bleak. Things are looking really bad for the cause. We're not getting Winterfell back, turns out, and we kind of really need that. There's like eight dudes here and a bunch of wildlings who aren't going to help us get Winterfell back. So this fucking sucks, man. Oh, hey, Ollie, what's
Well,
up?
but hang on, before that, you said something. Are we sure that the Wildlings wouldn't help them get Winterfell back? What John just did for them at Hardhome, do you think if all goes perfect here and John's like, fuck it, we gotta get Winterfell, you don't think they'd follow him down there?
So you think the only
I think he would have to convince Tormund, and then Tormund would have to convince
I think
everybody
at this point, Tormund would run through a fucking wall for that dude.
else. I think Tormund would, yes, but I don't know about all the people.
And I think the Wildlings will follow him. I think that they've earned everybody's, other than the five folks over there, everybody's respect that they would follow it. We got to get to the most important quote of the season so far.
It's Bingen.
No, I mean we could start with
Sure,
Benjen.
it's Bingen. The most
Kill
important.
the boy, Jon Snow.
Well, Jinj, do you think maybe that's what Maester Aemon was hinting?
I mean, could have been. It does
Yeah,
kind of
kill the
mirror.
boy, Jon Snow.
It does.
Only left.
Because that boy just plays you like a fucking fiddle.
He really did.
Only death can pay for life. And Judas Ollie over here. So
Disappointed.
did so
It's
when
very disappointing.
Ollie came in to get him, were you like, oh my God, they found Benjen?
No, I was like, why are we bringing up
Okay,
Benjen
to be fair, I don't know if you watched the recap before the episode.
No,
Did you watch that?
I skip all that crap.
Okay.
Go Benjen in the recap.
The recap of the episode, like if you were just watching this for the first time, and if you watched the recap, you would have thought that we were gonna see Benjen. There's
Because
a
they,
lot there was a lot of Benjen in the recap.
well, they had to bring him back because we don't forgot.
Yeah, you had to remind us who Benjen was, but you would have been like, oh yeah, fucking Benjen's out there still. Like, there he's gonna come back.
Nah, that boy dead.
Okay, well, woo-hoo. Somebody is, maybe, because. Turns out, Jon Snow, you're a fucking traitor. I have a question. Do you think that they planned it ahead of time? Like, we're all gonna stab him. We're all gonna say for the watch. They had a
Oh
meeting.
yeah.
Oh yeah,
Absolutely.
it was definitely a
Absolutely.
meeting.
They set up the whole scene.
That was definitely a meeting.
Conversation go where they're like, okay, after we stab him, I'm gonna say for the watch. And do you
This
think
is
actually, I want to say
This is cult behavior.
cult behavior. And they had all this time when he was at Hard Home to figure out what they wanted to do. So they were able to plan this shit out. They were able to make it as dramatic as possible.
Left for Hard Home. I said he's leaving all his ops here to plot on him.
Now, what would have been better is if like there was enough of them and they just went through the whole entire Night's Watch oath down the line, like from the beginning. Like everybody like say a stanza and then stab till we get to the end. And then Ollie comes up and his part is, and now my watch is ended.
Yes, and how did you feel about the death blow?
Fuck Ollie.
Yeah, pretty much.
Fuck you, Ollie.
Now, as Jon Snow lays bleeding out in the snow, betrayed by his brothers.
This is where I wanted to shed a tear.
Yeah.
Now what? Now what, girl?
Melisandre's there.
I love that that is where you immediately were
I mean,
there.
that's kind of like your only hope. And even did you watch this like live in the moment where you caught up
Me?
in the season? Yeah.
Oh, I watched every week. But
So at this point, you were all the way caught up with the show. Like nothing else was out after this.
right, yeah.
Did you think that he was just dead? Like dead, dead?
There was a lot of blood that spilled out beside him.
It's a lot of blood, but I was like, this also came out at the same time that the Walking Dead finale, the Walking Dead finale with Glenn, and everybody's like, Glenn's not dead. He slid under the
Oh,
dumpster.
underneath the dumpster?
And I was just
Yeah.
like, I really
I
hope
was
Jon
watching.
Snow slid under that dumpster, girl, because
Yeah,
held out hope, girl. I was like, oh, I don't know, because really, but then also like only death pays for life, and he has a Judas. Like, is somebody's got to be sacrificed for the cause. Like, Melisandre hasn't been wrong. She might have been wrong about Shireen. She was not wrong about the sacrifice, because this was supposed to be Gendry.
yeah.
So what's the fate of the Night's Watch, James, going into season six?
Well, I'm guessing since Alistair will probably be Lord Commander now, and then they'll just go on about their business. Because,
You
I
think
mean,
so?
there's who.
You don't think there's gonna be like an uprise?
Yeah, what happens?
Of who? There's like five people.
But I'm
But
saying,
this is when you roll the ball out. Y'all playing 5-on-5. First of 10 wins. Like
because the vote between Alistair and John was tied until
correct, but
Aemon did it. So,
now you are
and then half of
outnumbered.
those people that voted for John are dead anyways.
But Alice is outnumbered because the wildlings are there. Like, who's to say Tormund's not going to be like pissed?
Think
Yeah,
so. Wildlings revolt and like avenge John's death, because there's way more of them, and he did save their lives.
I mean, you got Ed and
Ah.
them. Like, Ed and them would be on the wildling side. Like, you think Ed is just gonna say fuck it?
No, I think he might leave.
He can't. He took an oath. They're gonna kill him if he tries to leave.
Are they probably try to kill him anyways? If he don't get the fuck out, and they would have done the same to Sam if Sam hadn't left.
Is word gonna get to Sam?
I don't think so. I don't think. I mean, unless Melisandre or Davos tell everybody, I don't think Alistair would tell anybody.
And honestly, now like it seems kind of like hard to believe that those doors will ever open up again and letting anybody else out. At this point, you got to keep them all here. Everybody's here now. Y'all stuck. Word can't get out.
Yeah.
But even so, like, let's also not forget the threat that we're all that is looming, that like nobody is taking serious. Like, is Alistair just gonna suddenly take the
Hell no. They didn't even get a chance to figure out what happened at Hard Home yet. John ain't even told a story. God damn it.
So they're all fucked. We're all fucked.
Yeah, because and none of them seen it. But here's the question too. If word were to get to Winterfell, does Ramsay just come up and just wipe that shit out up there?
The wildlings?
Just take the Castle Black.
For what?
I don't see a reason why.
I don't know. Maybe it's like the assert his power. Like who knows? Who knows with that kid?
Over 8 people?
Just to have the nice watch. He put his own people in there and
No, because I think Bolton said to him like how important the Night's Watch is up there. I feel like they've had that
oh
conversation.
shit, maybe you throw him a party.
For killing.
Yeah, y'all got rid of another bastard in the north. Thank you.
Wanted to
No,
come.
I'm the only one.
Yeah, and I mean, like, let's say, like, Sansa's jumped. Like, I think it's pretty safe to assume where she's headed. Let's say she does get away and gets Castle Black. Now what?
Another near miss. We'll put it in our in the series recap.
Yeah. It leaves a lot of questions, doesn't it? Plus, season 5 is so good.
Season
Paul.
5 is terrible. 2 episodes were good. Matter of fact, like who when we do the draft, who gets first pick?
Me.
Who gets second pick?
Lauren.
Can I just trade away all of my picks?
I'm trying to get the first pick of season six.
I mean, that won't be happening. Like,
Just got one thing to say, James. You better not shit on season six.
well, season 6
You
better not be
bet
shit.
not. You bet not.
Season 5 is good. Now, like, I can understand how you watching it for the first time would be like that, but then once you get to episode 10, like if once now that we were rewatching and we know where all this stuff is going, it's really good to watch the lead up, to like see where these mistakes are leading. It's also been so much fun to watch you try to figure out like where these mistakes were going. But yeah, that was season 5, episode 10, Mother's Mercy. Nobody really got any. All right, TJ, we're pouring out.
We have Marcella. Pour one out for her. Pour one out for John. Do we pour one out for Miranda? Maybe. Maybe not.
I mean, she's named.
And then Stannis, pour one out for Stannis.
And Trent.
Oh
No.
yeah. No, that's
He's
fuck
got
Mary
a
Trent.
name.
Fuck him. We ain't pouring none out for him, but fuck Mantran. He did die. Thank God. He's out of here.
Yeah,
That
thank
fucking
God.
sicko.
Now you fucking loser. All right, well, now for the quote segment. Let's take it with a pointy end. Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
As long as you don't
Some.
take Sam quote.
You said what?
As long as you don't take his Sam quote.
I got a John quote. My John quote is, "How's it feel to be friends with the most hated man in Castle Black?" Boy, was he right. My next one comes from Stannis. His very last words, "Go on, do your duty." That is the most Stannis thing that Stannis would say as his last words when he's about to die. And then my last one is for the watch. And then I'll throw in from my guy Aemon. Kill the boy, Jon Snow. Should have did it. I've been saying it for fucking 6 episodes.
Boy. Oh, that reminds us one of our earmuff mo that reminds me one of our earmuff moments when Sam was having that conversation with Ollie, and Sam was just like, you know, sometimes man has to do something that's, you know, like really difficult. And we were like earmuffs, and I asked him, "Is like, do you think this was the moment Ollie was like, yeah, I guess I'm gonna kill John?"
I think I said yes. Did I say yes?
Yeah. Like, 'cause that was the moment I was like, "Oh my God, he just gave Ollie the green light.
Yeah.
This is all Sam's fault. Your turn."
But to be fair, I think Ollie wanted to do this. I don't think Ollie struggled with this decision at all.
I think he really did struggle. I think Ollie struggled with
I
it.
think the moment John left for Hardhome, Ollie was like, fuck him.
No, I feel like he really did struggle until that conversation with Sam. And that conversation with Sam is what really turned him to be like, you know what?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, I mean, you know what? Fuck him.
Ginge, your turn.
All right. If Gilly stays here, then she'll die. And the baby she named after me will die. And I'll end up dying too, trying to protect him. Which means that the last thing that I'll see in this world will be the look in her eyes when I fail them. And I'd rather see 1,000 White Walkers than see that.
A man. A man. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I thought about writing that down. I was like, that's a fucking lot.
That's a lot.
I wasn't about to write all that shit down. I wasn't about to pause for 20 minutes just to get the whole quote right.
He was going to bring that one out.
And then my only other one is What's Happening from Arya. What's happening?
Yeah, she's going blind.
When she's going blind.
We won't say that her eyes were shut there. They're still open, I guess.
They are still open. They're
They shut.
literally open. We see them. Anyways, me.
You piss me off.
What?
You live in a fucking world of hypotheticals, but this one you got to be literal about. Like, the fuck are we doing? You make me so mad. The whole life is a hypothetical. And in this one. Anyway, go ahead. Quote it up so I can get up out of this fucking Zoom.
So rude. Ugh. Well,
Man, ominous music.
so first is Sansa. If I'm gonna die, let it happen while there's still some of me left. Varys, information is the key. You need to learn your enemy's strengths and strategies. You need to learn which of your friends are not your friends. And then the many-faced god, also known as not Jack and Hagar. Only death can pay for life. I would like to remind you also the witch that burned said only death can pay for life. Not the first time we've heard this quote, very important. As you know, Jon Snow died for our sins. Here we are.
Jesus, no. Thank you.
I mean, he's got a Judas. All right, Ginge, we don't really need to do the blind rankings, but how do you feel about it being at 502?
It should have been number one, but I'm okay with my decision on making 9-1.
Yeah, they're interchangeable. You can like I'm not mad at either one.
Okay. Well, can't wait to the recap. Find out how you feel about this.
This the best finale yet?
Yeah, probably.
After a season you had to trudge through.
Yeah, it was a struggle.
Well worth though. Well worth.
Told you.
I enjoy watching season 5 over again.
I told you.
Just as much as I'm gonna enjoy watching season 6 over again. I love season 6. Season 6 of Game of Thrones, like.
I think we're coming up to like I think the last thing that I would really be upset if you found out about ahead of time. Well, that is going to do that for this episode of Charges to the Game, a Game of Thrones rewatch podcast. Don't forget to rate and review us wherever you're listening, and you can follow me at Lauren Lovegood, GOODE everywhere. And shout out to our listener who mentioned me on Blue Sky and enjoyed my intro. this week, called me out on my intro, so appreciate you. So on behalf of Jim Halpert and TJ, I'm Lauren Lovegood, and we will see you next time. And now our watch is ended.